Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I'm your host, Yosha, and today's show is called Silver Linings, and we're going to be talking to the author of the book called Silver Linings. Her name is Donna Powell. She should be joining us shortly. Donna, are you here or ready to go? Okay, we'll wait a few more minutes for Donna Powell to join us. Again, my name is Yosha. I'm your host, and I do appreciate you listening to our show. Again, it's called Silver Linings, and we're going to be talking about Silver Linings, and we're going to be talking to the author, Donna Powell. And again, she is the author of Silver Linings. So we really appreciate your call today, and we're looking forward to speaking to you. So if you like, you could give us a call. Silver Linings was a ideal that Donna Powell said that the Lord gave her. And so we're going to talk to her. This is a faith-based show, and so the book that she's writing is a faith Christian-based book about Silver Linings. I start every show with prayer, so I do want to make sure that we go ahead and start our show with prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this day. And we just ask, Father, right now, in Jesus' name, that you would have your way today in this show, and that you would be glorified. We thank you so much for all the great things that you are doing, and we thank you for this opportunity to talk today with Donna about Silver Linings. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Donna, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Sharon?
Okay, and again, this is Donna Powell. She's the author of Silver Linings. Donna, how are you doing today?
Wonderful. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, we're very excited about your book, Silver Linings. And I just want you to tell the audience today that's listening about how you came up with the idea for the book for Silver Linings.
Well, I went through a very difficult divorce back in 2011. And shortly after my divorce decree became final, I applied for health insurance and came back that Blue Cross Blue Shield went into a database that showed a positive result 3 years earlier for a deadly form of cancer related to DES-exposed mothers and daughters. And on that very same day, I also received a closure notice that my request for a loan modification for Chase, my mortgage company, had been denied, and they were accelerating foreclosure. And at that time, I was reading a wonderful book called God Winks, and I thought, this is not a wink. I don't have insurance. I've been diagnosed with a terminal illness. It's advancing. My home, I'm going to lose my home. And I went to the bookstore and I looked for books that on how God brings good out of bad crisis situations, and I didn't find one. And I visited a friend and was saying that there should be a book, some type of encouragement for people who are going through very difficult situations. And I was questioning what the book would be called. And when I got into the elevator, the silver door shut, and Silver Linings was brought to me as the name of the book to encourage people.
Well, great. That is that's awesome. And I think there are probably a lot of people that can identify with the Silver Linings. Maybe there's somebody that's listening today, and you have your own Silver Lining story. What we're going to do is today we are allowing people to call in. If you have any questions, you have your own Silver Lining show, we would invite that you would call in and talk to our guest, Donna Powell, about your silver linings. Donna, would you like to kind of like expound a little bit more about what makes your silver linings different than the regular, just the cliche of a silver lining behind it? What makes your silver linings different than everyone else's?
I feel that it's my purpose and part of my steps for healing to encourage people in the midst of the storm, to let them know that God has the glue, a plan to put your life back together. And I'd also like to bring up the verse of Scripture. We know that all things work together for the good to him that loves God, to who are called according to his purpose, Romans 8:28. In my situation, I had to wait for my medical records were archived. I had to wait 5 days. During that time, I contacted Chase, and they had someone else look at my loan modification and decided that I did qualify. And during this time also, when I received my results, I realized that I was told that the results were an error, that there was an error in the database, and that it was negative. And during these 5 days, I did a lot of soul searching, and I felt led that basically that we are here to cultivate our relationship with our Creator, that close, trusting, faithful relationship, and to encourage and pray for one another. And during the storms, and to look for the silver lining, to look to God for his healing purpose and divine plan.
Oh, wow. That, you know what? And I think that says it in itself, that your silver linings is not like a regular cliche, that it's a faith, your trust in God, and that God actually brought you out of situations by your trust in him. And I think that's great, because there are a lot of people that are maybe listening today that are maybe going through difficult times. And, you know, at certain times when we go through different things, like you said, the 5 days for you was your processing of you, you know, determining that, hey, what is really going on, when you said you did your soul searching. And maybe there are some people that don't know God and know that he is the one that has the power to bring them out, and that he actually cares about what they're going through. And so I think your silver linings would be an encouragement to a lot of people that are facing situations that seem hopeless. You mentioned foreclosure, you mentioned divorce, and you mentioned also you had some health issues at that particular time that were going on. And those are a lot of, you know, those are a lot of things to be going through at one time. And even though you said that you spoke to Chase and at that particular time, there was a turnaround within that 5 days that, hey, the foreclosure didn't happen, the diagnosis was an error. And so a lot of times people kind of give up and they don't know to search or turn towards God, and they don't know about prayer. And I think, you know, from what you've told me, I know you personally, and I know that you've had your trust in God, and that's what actually brought you out. And that is the silver lining, is that when we have those things that are going on, that we can turn to God, because he's the one that holds the answer to bring us out and give us the silver lining. His word, the verse that you used in Romans 8:28 about all things working together for the good of them that love God and those that are called according to his purpose. Well, there are some people that maybe because of their situations and circumstances in life, they might feel like, well, God doesn't love me, and I definitely don't love him. And so in those situations, you would have to put your trust, and it specifically says those that love God. And so a lot of times that when people are hurting, they have a tendency, some of them, to turn away from God. But I would recommend, and I'm sure you would probably recommend them as well, is that would be the first step, is to turn towards God. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And part of this talk radio, message that I'd like to send out is that I would like to hear individual stories, all types of stories, young, when they were young, personal life, family, children, work, health, if they're has gone under attack from other individuals in their neighborhood, in their work environment, in their family, that God can restore them and strengthen them and use that crisis situation to bring them to mountaintops that they could never even imagine, that no matter where they are, that God can take them from that point and lift them to great heights and restore everything in their life.
Wow, that is so true. And I can identify as well, because there have been times in my life that I've had situations that seemed hopeless. And without God, there's no way that I would have actually been able to come out of those situations. And I think that is important, is that there is nothing too hard for God, nothing too difficult for him. He specializes in situations that are, you know, that seem hopeless. And it reminded me of the scripture where Jesus was ministering, and there was such a crowd, and he was in the house, and these two friends had a sick friend, and they had heard about Jesus, and they were determined to get their friend to him. So they climbed on top of the roof, took his bed, and cut a hole in the roof and lowered him in the mist so that Jesus could heal him. And so it reminds me that, you know, with God, nothing is too difficult, and sometimes we have to take that extra step. And that
Absolutely.
Is to seek him out, you know what I mean? To seek him out, like how they sought him out to heal their friend. And I think Silver Linings is going to be a blessing to the people that will read it, and that others will share the stories, the stories that other people are going to share that are going to make up the book. I'm excited about that, because there are different people that can relate to different stories in different ways that would be a blessing and a game changer in their lives. And so I'm very excited about what God is doing through the ideal and through the book and through the many doors that he's going to open for you with Silver Linings.
Well, I certainly believe at times that are very difficult in crisis that we have a tendency to hand the reins over to God and to trust him. And it's in these times, during these crisis situations, that we see God do his most miraculous work in our lives, in our family life, in our work life, in our personal lives, that when things are going difficult, look up, look to God. He's got the glue. He's got the answer. He's got a plan.
Wow, you're right. That is so encouraging what you're saying today. So if you're listening to this show, again, it is called Silver Linings, and we have the author, Donna Powell, on the show today, and we're talking about the book. We're talking about you possibly having your own story, and she's asking you to call in to give your information about your story, and just you can call in with any questions. Feel free to. And Donna, tell us a little bit about, do you have a website that we can direct people to?
Yes, we do. It's silverliningsstory.com. That's silverliningsstories.com. And in that place, you can hear more about how God works in the silver linings type situation and the importance to look for the silver lining during the crisis. There I've also shared more details about my personal story, as well as asked for you to share your encouraging story, how God turned around a very crisis situation, difficult, and brought good out of what looked to be some of the most horrific situations. We really do want to hear your story so that it too may encourage by sharing with others, and where we can pray for others during crisis.
Well, that is, again, Donna, do you want to spell the spelling of the Silver Linings just so that they have the correct, if you don't mind?
Absolutely. That's SilverLiningsStories.com. SilverLiningsStories.com.
Okay, thank you for doing that. We really appreciate that. And again, if you'd like to call in, we're live, and you can call in right now, and we'd be glad to hear your own story. I have my own silver lining story, and when you began to talk to me about the book, it made me think about some of the great things that God has done for me. And I'm excited, again, about all the lives that this is going to touch and how it's going to be a blessing to so many people. A testimony is something that you use to share, and that testimony that you share can be used as a step to help you help other people come out of the same situation, similar situations. And it is to inspire, it's to encourage, and to bring hope to people. We live in a society now where a lot of times people see things as being hopeless. But with God, He has the ability to cause all grace to abound and to bring us out and to, like you said earlier, restore us and bring us to a better state of what we've been. I'm elated about Silver Linings. I'm excited about what God is doing, and I'm excited about what He's done for you by giving you your own Silver Linings. And you were telling me something about the actual picture that's going to be showing the Silver Linings is going to be in the book. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, during this time, while I was going through the divorce and afterwards, I went into my art gallery and began painting oil paintings. And I painted a mountain view with the clouds, with the sun reflecting down, where you can see the silver linings around each dark cloud. And I have that posted on my website.
Oh, great. That's awesome, and that I think that is so important too, because sometimes things are so dark, and even though it could seem dark, God is that light. He gives us the ability to see that hope, that silver lining in the midst of a dark situation. He's that light, and so. Anything else that you like to expound on regarding your own personal testimony or regarding your silver linings, or is there any other stories that you'd like to share with us regarding that, Donna?
Just how that I feel that God has brought people into my life, such as you, Sharon, and that has helped me to connect with people and their stories, and that certainly that if God is hearing our prayers and He's leading us, and for everyone to be encouraged. If things are difficult, that means that expect a miracle. There's something good's going to come from it.
I agree. That something good is going to happen to me. I remember the Oral Roberts TV show. And it used to come on Sundays, and he used to say, something good is going to happen to you. And we live in a world where a lot of times people don't expect something good. So I'm glad that you brought that up. God has good things for us. There's a scripture that says every good and every perfect thing comes from God. It comes from above, and there is no shadow of turning. There is no darkness in it. God is light, and He's good, and He's only good. A lot of times there's been in the past where people have blamed God for a lot of things, but God is good, and there's no evil in Him. And that's been the big confusion, because people haven't seen God as the good God that he is, because he cares. A lot of it has to do with us making a choice, choosing to release our faith in situations and our trust in God. And by us doing that and putting our trust in him in situations where we can't see the end of how it's going to come out, that step is essential in having a silver lining, I think, is that
Absolutely.
You have to have faith in God. Your trust has to be in him. And just coming to the realization that with him, we can do nothing. But with him, Philippians 4:13 says, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And so we thank God for what he's doing in the silver linings, but we thank God for giving you the ideal, the concept for silver linings and the many doors that he's going to open by using silver linings and using it to encourage people, pointing them to Jesus Christ, because Jesus said something that was very key. He said, no man can get to the Father or go to the Father except by me. And so if you're listening today and you're going through very difficult times and they seem almost hopeless, they might seem like this could never turn around for me, I just want to encourage you, we want to encourage you to put your trust in God and let God give you what he desires, which is he came. He loved us so much that he came. He actually became flesh and dwelt among us. And so Jesus is the word. He is that flesh that dwelt among us, and we need him. We need him in our lives in order for us to fully have a full understanding concerning the plan and purpose of God. And also regarding the scripture 8:28, Romans 8:28, where it just says, all things do work together for the good of them that love God. So we must love him and put our trust in him. And he already loves us, because John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. And so we have to understand that he loved us and wanted us before we ever wanted him. So I think it's a great time. We're in the 16th day of a brand new year. happy New Year to you, Donna. And I'm expecting great things to happen in your life and in my life and in the lives of those that put their trust in God. This is going to be a really, really good year. And so I'm excited that you're going to have to do book one, and then you're going to have to do another book, because there's going to be such an overwhelming response, I believe, of people sharing their silver linings, testimonies, stories about what God has done. So I'm excited, Donna, about what God has done in your life, and I'm excited about what the future holds for silver linings and for you.
Well, thank you, Sharon.
And I am so elated. Again, if you have any questions, Donna, go ahead and give your website again. If you want to share your own silver lining stories, you want additional information, Donna, go ahead and give your website again to them, please.
Okay, that's Silver Linings Stories, SilverLinings, and thank you for inviting me today, Sharon. I look forward to hearing the stories of silver linings, and I thank God for carrying us every step of the way.
Well, I'm excited, and thank you so much for coming, and we'll have you back on the show, Donna. And I am very excited about everything that God is doing in your life. And thank you so much again for sharing Silver Linings with us on the show, and also with the audience that will hear about it. So thank you for your time. And this is going to be the end of the show. Please feel free again to contact Donna on her website. And she's given that website, silverliningsstories.com. And we're excited and we're grateful to God for this time and this opportunity. And again, share your own silver lining stories. Your story could change someone else's life. Thank you for your time, and thank you for joining us today.